One biographer of Leonardo da Vinci wrote that the artist wrestled with the concept of depicting an arrested instant that contains both the past and the future of that moment. Da Vinci had written, "In rivers, the water that you touch is the last of what has passed and the first of that which comes." This place, this moment, this season of Advent teaches us about the water we touch, the last of what has passed and the first of that which is to come. We struggle to live in the present with a full awareness of what has happened in the past and yet with full confidence in the future. This moment in human life is that water that you touch. Today in our gospel we have a story from Luke, and the first verse alone lists 7 historical political figures. Why? To tell us that God, though eternal, comes to us in human flesh within time, within history, within actual human experience. These verses and this passage underlines the reality of time as the human being tries to live out eternal things in temporal ones. The story that we tell this time of year in the Advent and Christmas seasons of the son of Mary and Joseph of Nazareth. This story is not just a tale about 2 poor people and their miraculous child. It is the story of the culmination of all previous human history into a moment of hope and redemption. The last of what has passed and the first of that which comes. Advent announces a new world and a new reality. John the Baptist spoke of that new reality, and people were stunned by what he said. It was almost impossible for them to imagine because of their reality. In their time, the religious authorities were corrupt. There was brutal oppression by rulers. And yet, he carried to them a sense of hope, of something coming to heal this world in all our pain. A future reality breaking in then and now and through us. The coming of Jesus not only offers us a better future, but also gives meaning to the past, healing its hurts. It gives meaning to the present and healing its trials. We look for the full coming of Christ into our lives, knowing not just that things will get better, but that the things here do not have the final say. We are always in a season of Advent. We are always touching the water that is the last of what is past and the first of that which comes. And we live this life of hope amid trial. We live it together as cells in the body of Christ. Haven't we seen in all of our lives that human beings in relationship are often brought much closer to one another in difficult times, when life turns tragic or maddening or fearsome? One commentator wrote, "Society would crumble if we could not depend on one another to remember tomorrow what we promised yesterday." Now, thanks be to God, he was not speaking of politicians or public figures, but of the ordinary people we spend this life with. We remember together as a group, as the body of Christ. The Philippians reading tells us, at least in part, that groups develop memories, and those memories shape the reality in which we live. We are together in this moment, living out what has already come, preparing for what is coming, the last of what has passed and the first of that which comes. We come together to remember, to be present, to teach each other hope. And be aware that remembering we do here is not mere reminiscing. We come together to celebrate the reality that this community celebrates, a memory centered in the person and work of Christ. We come together at this place in the river to give one another the courage for radical change, for a radical turning toward God, toward action on behalf of God. This repentance that John the Baptist calls for is not so much about what we turn towards, but about what we turn away from. We turn away from the thought that we can save ourselves. We do this remembering and this turning together in community, and we all best glorify God when we spend real time together. We practice turning away from our own efforts to make life have meaning. We turn toward God, entering God's constantly open door to forgiveness. This turning that we do helps us prepare the way of the Lord, the way which brings us to full union with God. This repentance gives us capacity, the room, to accept Christ fully. And this repentance speaks not of beating up ourselves or others for past sins, but of calling us toward something hopeful and merciful and loving. Now, we are in this moment in time, and like the people of Jesus' day, we wonder, if God is coming, what about poverty, and violence, and greed, and manipulation by individuals and by economic and cultural forces? Why hasn't God already broken in? Can't explain that. But I can say that we are being prepared for the advent, the coming of holiness within us through Jesus Christ. And we have been prepared by all of salvation history and by all of our personal history to be in this moment to bring the kingdom of God. The present is holy. The water that we touch in this moment is holy water. This continual season of Advent means that we focus not only on what is to come, but on what is and on what has been. Christ has redeemed it all. Revelation tells us that Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, and that Christ is the same past, present, and future. It is all one piece. The past is holy. The present is holy, and both lead up, as all of salvation history has done, to making space for God through Jesus to enter our lives with power and great glory. The water that you touch is the last of what has passed and the first of that which comes. God is breaking in, claiming individual hearts as soon as we turn toward God. We have to turn our own hearts that way, and then we will have the hard work of examining the structures and the systems around us. How are they flawed, and how can we make them better? Simply indicting systems for their failures is not going to help. We live always in a season of Advent. We live always in a season of hope. However dark one day may seem, we know that the light of Christ is coming. We practice remembering that light every year at this time. And we invite the light by acknowledging that the past and the future are holy, and that those passages of time mean that this day, that this moment is holy. We live always in a season of Advent, a time of preparing to be fully with God. Today is the water that we touch, the last of what has passed, and the first of that which comes. Amen.